Episode 140. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. You normally don't have to worry about name mangling, but you should know what it is. This sounds a lot worse than it is. Name mangling is a technique that compiler vendors use to give overloaded methods unique names. It's also sometimes called name decoration. You'll likely see strange names that don't match what you might expect when debugging or when trying to understand linker errors. Before C++ or other languages that allow you to create methods with the same name, each method had to have a unique name. Let's say that you're writing an adventure game and want to allow the hero to be healed. There are different ways to heal the hero, and two of them might be through the use of bandages or magic. Both methods heal the hero, but need different parameters. You couldn't have two methods, both called heal, so instead you needed to create a heal by bandage method that takes a bandage parameter and another heal by magic method that takes a spell. This works, but you have to come up with unique names for each method. Sometimes the names aren't as easy as this. Maybe several parameters are involved. Do you really want another method called heal by bandage and ointment? And then there's constructors that you can't just rename however you want. Depending on the language, a constructor usually has to match the class name. Creating a class that's flexible and can be created with a default constructor, a copy constructor, and several other overloaded constructors would not be possible without method overloading. It's easy to take for granted this ability to name methods with the same name. At some point, though, the compiler needs to know exactly which method will be called, and the linker also needs to be able to identify one method from another. We can't use a simple method name for this when that's not unique. What most languages do is enforce that the method name, along with other factors, such as the parameter types, is unique. This means that because the heal by bandage method takes a bandage parameter and the heal by spell method takes a spell parameter, then they're already unique because they have different parameter types. The method name can now be just heal for both versions. But behind the scenes, the compiler renames the simple heal method to maybe something like heal $1 bandage $. The name will be some combination of the method name, special characters, the parameter types, and possibly the calling convention, return type, class name, and other factors. It's not a very readable name. And there's no standard way that compilers follow. They're all different, even sometimes between versions. Sometimes the name mangling will be standardized. This is usually for simple languages like C, so that different compiler vendors can make operating system calls. Yes, even the C language that doesn't allow method overloading can benefit from name mangling to be able to distinguish how a method should be called. This is the basic explanation of method name mangling. I'll provide more insight right after this message from our sponsor. I keep using gaming examples because, well, writing games is fun, and it makes programming fun too. How would you like for me to show you exactly how to write a real game from start to finish? I'm organizing a 5-day workshop that will show you everything you need to go from a complete beginner to writing your own game. This will be a graphical 2D side-scroller, and I'll show you how to get your game character moving around through multiple levels. You'll learn fundamental programming techniques firsthand beyond anything that I can describe in this podcast. Let me know if you're interested by texting Game Week as a single word to the short number 44222, and I'll give you all the details. There's a really good offer that'll be available for a limited time, and there's only room for 20 students. So if you want to take your programming beyond a hobby and learn how to make a real game that you can sell online, then text Game Week to the number 44222. I know that some phones don't have access to short numbers like this. or maybe you're listening from outside the United States. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and send me a message. All right, back to name mangling. I mentioned that the method parameter types must be unique. Let's say for a moment that the heal method doesn't need bandages or spells, but the specific number of health points to heal, and that you want another heal method to take the number of hours to rest. These are both integer types, and even though they might mean very different things, you can't overload methods based on the names of the parameters. The types have to be unique. You also can't overload a method based on the return value type. The compiler just looks at the parameter types, and for some languages, such as C++, it can also use the constness of class methods to determine uniqueness. Different languages may have different rules for what makes one method unique from another. If you do want to use similar parameter types, then you'll just have to give your methods different names. You might wonder why the compiler vendors don't just form a committee and agree on a standard. The problem is that how methods are named is just one aspect of interoperability. How class methods are arranged in vtables, how exceptions are thrown and passed through method calls unwinding the stack, and other aspects too, such as padding and memory layout, all determine if code that's compiled with one compiler will work with code compiled with a different compiler. Most languages are not designed to support this level of interoperability. So just agreeing on how method names should be formed could actually make things worse. If you ever need to interact with other languages or with code built by different compilers, then you'll want to avoid not just name mangling. Maybe you want to allow other developers to extend your application through plugins. This is an excellent way to allow fans to build custom features into your application that maybe you don't have time or the resources to build yourself. The plugins will need some way to interact with your application, usually by calling methods between the application and the plugins. You're not going to be able to control what development tools are used to build the plugins, so you need to avoid any advanced features of your language and stick to something like the C language if your platform has a standard, such as what Microsoft worked out with several compiler vendors. You can do this by defining a small set of methods that will be used as the communication point between the application and the plugins. By declaring these few methods to use the C language, then the compiler may still change the names, but will do so in an agreed manner. Or you can use some other form of communication, such as named pipes or a web server, where you're not really making method calls, but just sending data. Or you can use a binary standard, such as COM. I'll explain these alternate topics in future episodes. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.